Thank you for taking the time to share in Truth Infusion Ministries. Support for this radio program comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about David Markham and the Truth Infusion team at www.truthinfusion.com.
What are you saying, Brother Steve? Do you remember how lost you were? What a picture! When the Holy Ghost came looking for me, He found me in a dark place. He found me in a dirty place. But He brought a light.
The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern-day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth. Hello, truth seekers. My name is Corey Callicutt, and welcome to Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries. It is our prayer that in the next 30 minutes, God Himself will infuse life-giving truth into your heart. With that in mind, here's Pastor David Markham with this week's infusion of the truth.
He said our guide had carried us out one day. We was outside a little village there, and he said, I want to take y'all and show y'all some shepherds working their sheep. And Brother Joe said, we set up on a hill above a watering hole. Said there was a watering tank down there. And he said, man, right about a little before dark, said I looked, and coming this way, there come a shepherd. Said he had about 100 sheep, and coming this way, come a shepherd, had about 100 sheep, and coming this way, had a shepherd, had about 100 sheep. He said, man, got down there, said all them sheep, said, man, they got to getting in that tank and they got to drinking. And he said, they were sheep everywhere. And said, them shepherds just kind of gravitated over to, you know how us shepherds do, amen. We get around one another, we'll talk, amen. Right. And Brother Joe said, I was sitting there thinking, man, this is going to be mass chaos. What in the world are they going to do? All these sheep's mixed up. What are they going to do? He said, I asked my guide. I said, hey, man, said, how in the world are they fixing to get all them sheep back where they're supposed to be? Said, my guide said, that's what I brought you up here for. Just watch you. He said, them three shepherds, let them sheep get all their fill of water. He said, one of them had come from that way. He walked back out of way. Said he got on top of the hill. Said he went, ooh, ooh. He said they was 300 sheep, but didn't but 100 of them raise their head. Said them 100 that come with that shepherd, said they made out for the shepherd. He said that and it come from that way. He went on the top of the hill and he went, woo-wee, woo-wee. Said them other 100 throwed their head up, said they went to the shepherd. Said that last 100, said they was just got to looking around. They knew when them other shepherds had called that them sheep went, but they didn't go where they wasn't supposed to go. They had a voice that was keyed into their shepherd. A lot of folks blame the devil for everything. I blame me for most of my troubles. I'm amazed at some of the voices I'll go running to. And what I need to do is just stay where I am till I recognize my shepherd's voice. Because when he calls me, he's going to lead me to the place of green pasture. I heard Joe Tudor tell that. I heard him preach it. And Brother Skeet, I'd always say, God, I'd love to go over there someday and you give me a story like that. So 2 years ago, man, my church sent me to the Holy Land. And it's a little more strict now, places you can go, but boy, I saw. It just makes the Word of God come alive. I know it cost a lot, but I'm telling you what, it's one of the greatest investments spiritually you'll ever make in your life to go to those places. And the day they carried us, Brother Joe, they carried us to the valley of the shadow of death where David would have wrote the 23rd Psalm. And it's between Jerusalem and Jericho. And it's a valley that is so deep that the sun don't never reach the bottom. It stays dark. The sun don't never get to it. It's so deep. And the day we were there, Brother David, we were standing above that. We were standing above that valley of the shadow of death. And, of course, we were taking pictures. And man, it just looked like a desolate hillside over there. And a lady that was with us, she had a camera, had that zoom lens on it. And she started hollering, "A shepherd! A shepherd!" And we looked, and Brother Jared, there that shepherd was. We saw him walk up over the hill. We saw him walk up over the hill. We didn't even know he had been there, but he had been there. He walked up over the hill, and he had a staff, and he was leaning on that staff, and he was so far away I couldn't hear him, but I seen him lay his head back and holler, and all of a sudden I looked, and the sheep went to coming out of that valley. See, I couldn't see them, but he could. I didn't know they was there, but he did. Brother Shannon and Brandy, I'm telling you tonight, if you can hear me, you may feel like you're in a dark place. Honey, I might not can see you right now, but the shepherd's got his eye on you. Yeah. 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 And all around this building tonight, there's evidence of where they's in some dark, deep, depressing places. When men didn't have you a word, but God sent you a word. He called you up. He led you out. Oh, yeah, Jesus is the answer. Boy, he's the answer for wasted lives. Boy, this sheep who had lost his way, he had got away, and what did it say? And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying, "So rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost." You know the reason some of you won't come back to Jesus? You think he's going to get on to you. I done read this thing 100 times. I don't find where that shepherd ever hollered at the sheep. Don't see where he ever got on to him. Folks say, "Oh, he'll break your leg to keep you from running off again." That's heresy. Ain't no shepherd gonna break no sheep's leg. He loves his sheep. All I see him doing is placing him up on his shoulder, and I can just see the sheep going, "Bah, I messed up, bah, I'm good for nothing, bah." And I can just see the shepherd saying, "Oh, honey, I love you. I'm so glad I found you. Oh, I thank God the wolves didn't get you. I'm proud that when you couldn't find me, I knew where to look for you." So we see the shepherd, who's no doubt a picture of the Son of God, who searches for the lost sheep. But then we see the woman in the parable of the lost coin. This woman had had 10 pieces of silver. That lost one. Now, if the shepherd's a manifestation of the Son, then no doubt this woman is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Why is that, Brother Steve? She knew where to look and what to use in her search. What does it say in verse number 8? "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends or neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost.'" So this woman, who's no doubt a picture of the working of the Holy Spirit, she knew where to look and what to use. She had a candle for the darkness, and she had a broom to be able to sweep out the dirt and the debris. And then I love this word, "seek diligently," in our King James Bible right here. It means to ransack. Well, I love the detail of Luke, where he chose to say, I'm not just going to say she looked for the coin. I'm going to use a phrase that means she turned over heaven and hell. Amen. A woman knows where to look. If you don't believe it, you let a man lose his keys. You let a man lose his keys. I know, because I've had this happen in my house. And I come out and I say, "Twyla, I've lost my keys." And she'll say, "Well, where did you leave them?" What is up with you women anyway? What are you kind of thinking is that? I say, "Well, if I knew where I left them, I wouldn't have lost my keys." And she'll say, "Did you look in your study?" Now, she don't set foot in my study. It would scare you to walk in my study. She says, "How do you find anything? These books on top of books, sitting under that book, by that book, I got a little hole I'm going." And she'll say, I said, "Well, sure, I looked in there." But she knows I didn't look. I raised a teenage son you're raising teenagers now, I pray for you. God bless you. A great verse in the Bible for you, this too shall pass. Amen. I can remember Alan coming out. Mama, I've lost my keys. I've lost my phone. Mama, I've lost my homework. I've lost this. And Swallow would say, where did you leave it? Well, Mama, if I knew where I left it. And she'd say, did you look in your room? Yes, Mama, I looked in my room. And then she would always say, well, give me just a minute and I'll find it. And when a woman says she'll find it, she gonna find it. Because there's something built inside of them that when they go in a place we said we looked, we realized we didn't look at all. They are looking because they've got something in them saying, I ain't quitting till I find what I'm looking for. If I got to clear a path, if I got to dig it out, if I got to move something. And whenever they get to where you don't want them to be, and you say, oh, Mama, don't open that door, don't open that door. Oh, Mama, don't look under there, don't look under there. She's there to find what she's looking for. Ain't nothing going to hold her back. What are you saying, Brother Steve? Do you remember how lost you were? What a picture of when the Holy Ghost came looking for me. He found me in a dark place. He found me in a dirty place. But he brought a light and he brought a broom. He sweeped me up. Had that Holy Ghost dustpan, amen. Scooped me up. Brought me out. Reached in, plucked me like a brand out of the fire. Glory to God. We serve a God who's in the rescue business. She didn't quit. She knew she had to find the coin because the coin couldn't find her. The shepherd didn't quit. He knew he had to find that sheep, Austin, because that sheep couldn't find him. I'm amazed at God's timing. How God allowed Brother Augustine this meeting to come this week. Shannon and Brandy Crawford are as dear a people to my heart as they are in this world. God allowed this to come into our lives the day I was driving into this town. God ain't ever early. He ain't ever late. He's right on time. And whatever place you got lost in your life, I'm telling you tonight, the enemy's trying to tell you that God can't rescue you tonight. But I got a report from you. Heaven sent. Amen. We serve a God who's in the rescue business. Heaven's search party is in this place tonight. You've got a shepherd. It'll come in here. He'll pick you up. He'll carry you out. And there's a Holy Spirit who knows just what to bring to find you. He knows just what to bring to carry you out. So we've got the Son that we see in the shepherd. We've got the Holy Ghost that we see in this woman who searched out the coin. But then the parable of the lost son, which is really a picture of a loving father. See, you can't have the parable of the son if it wasn't for the father. Matter of fact, the further we get into this, the least we see it's about, it ain't really about the son, it's about the father. Think about it now, don't miss this. The shepherd went to the wilderness to find the lost sheep. The woman went to work in the house in the darkness and the dirt to find the lost coin. The father didn't do anything but just waited on the lost son. What a picture of the Trinity of salvation. Thank God we've got a sovereign Father who will send the Son and send the Holy Spirit, because He wants to find people worse than people want to be found. And it's in the sovereignty of God that we see the responsibility of man. He sends to men and then He waits on men to make a move. But the second a man moves, God moves. Man's actions sets God in action. Verse number 18. I will arise and go to my father, and we'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. So here's a young man that ever since we met him, when it came to his father, he's majored on saying, I won't, I won't, I won't. I won't do what you say. I won't live the way you say live. I won't act like I'm going to obey you. I won't, I won't, I won't. Matter of fact, I won't, I won't. You give me what I got coming to me. So all this boy's life has been about what he won't do with his father. And his father just waits on something to happen. What's he waiting on, Brother Steve? He's waiting for that boy to go from I won't to I will. What made him go to I will, Brother Steve? I'm so glad you asked. Look up at verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Now, where's this boy at? He's in a hog pen. What's he doing? He's slopping the hogs. It says there that he wished he was a hog. He wished he could get in on some of that slop suey them hogs was getting in on. So what was he, preacher? He was in a hog pen wishing he was a hog because he was hungry. Y'all ever smelled a hog pen? Woo! Y'all know why a hog pen smells like that? Because it holds hogs. We had the Hartley family with us last week in revival. They did our singing for us last week. And I got a man in my church named Dean Wells. And Dean's got an outdoor magazine, Hill Country Outdoors. This guy makes a living hunting and fishing. That's what he does. And he does guided hog hunts. People, now, man, Yankee folks, you got to, they'll pay somebody, Brother Tracy, to come to Mississippi to kill a hog. There's a little something wrong with that, amen. Y'all let them sit on your back porch in Texas and shoot all they wanted, amen. But us Mississippi folk, we're a little sharper than y'all are now. They'll pay for that, Brother Gary. So we claim that verse, he was a stranger and I took him in, amen. So, oh, Brother Dean's business is called Black Hog Down. So he told me last week, he said, I want to take the Hartleys. I want to take them hog hunting one morning. And I'm going to tell you now, this old boy, you ask Brother Tracy, old Dean Wells knows his hogs now. Brother Tracy Mooneyhan knows his hogs. He's raising Max to be a hog hand. Georgia Kate, she can cook them, amen. She can hunt them too. I ain't ever done much hog hunting. I ain't that mad at them things to go through what they have to go through. If I shoot one, I generally just leave him laying worries. But boy, we went to the bottom last week, and Brother Chuck, we was walking through there, walking along, and boy, this stench hit my nose. And I couldn't see no hog, but I could smell a hog. And I said, Brother Dean, he looked around, he said, hogs, hogs, hogs. And about that time, them dogs went, ooh, 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 ooh. And I looked out in that thicket, and all you could see was hogs stand up. They just got to standing up. I ain't ever been much a hog hunter. I had my little Ruger 10/22 rifle with me. And man, they was hollering, give that and a buckshot and give that and this. I said, Brother Dean, you want me to kill one of them hogs? He said, Brother, that gun ain't big enough. That 22 just make that hog mad. I said, well, that yonder staring right at me, I believe I can kill that hog. He said, well, try it if you want to. You shoot a hog right there with a 22 rifle, you'll kill him graveyard dead, amen. I did. And as we was walking off, old Brother Dean looked around. He said, Boy, you'll smell them a lot of times before you ever see them. And I thought, how fitting for the father who's just waiting at home. But now he's got a search party. He's done sent the Holy Spirit. So that you've about give up on tonight, it ain't about if you can get to them. I'm telling you what, tonight, there's one in heaven can send to them. This boy's in a stinking place, but it said he came to himself. And he said he remembered the bread in his father's house. So at a place he ought not been smelling nothing but hogs, Brother Johnny, he got a fresh whiff of some bread. And he remembered his father's house. In a hog lot, he ain't smelling hogs. He's smelling bread. And he said, I will arise. I will. You find in a boy that when he came to his father at one time, he kept saying, I won't, I won't, I won't. But when he hit bottom, thank God, God wasn't through with him. He sent him a memory that he remembered his father's house. And he went from I won't to I will. I believe God let me say all this to tell somebody this right now. You keep saying I won't and you never will. But if you'll just say I will, you'll be amazed at the supernatural action that'll get started in your life. Because the minute that boy said I will, that daddy at home, he went from waiting till he got up and went to running. That old boy said, I will. I'll go to my father's house. I'll tell him, I'm sorry, too sorry to be your son. Just make me one of your servants. I can just see him when he went back to the hog keeper's house. Said, here's your keys. I quit. I'm going home. And that hog man said, you can't go home. You look like a hog. You smell like a hog. Said, your daddy's going to kick you in the rear and send you back to the hog pen. And that old boy said, you don't know my daddy. There's bread in my daddy's house. If I'll just go to him, he'll have me some buttered rolls. Amen. And this boy's got made up how he's going to tell his daddy how sorry he is. But if y'all study it out, said the father saw him from a great way off. Say, Brother Steve, how far is a great way off? It don't matter. Any distance is too far from the Father. Don't matter. But it says this, when he saw him a great way off, his father ran to him. He ran to him and he fell on him. And the boy couldn't say his I'm sorry's. He couldn't get him out because the daddy was appraising everything. Woo! My son that was dead is alive. He that was lost is found. Heaven's search party has brought another home. You know what it says there in this same text? When that shepherd found that sheep, it says there's joy in the presence of the angels when one sinner comes home. What makes heaven shout, preacher? You saying, I will. I will. I will. I will arise. I will go to my Father. I'm telling you right now. You ain't got to stay lost. You ain't got to stay the way it is tonight. God sent a heavenly search party. There's a rescue party here tonight based on what they're doing. I promise you, you got one more move. The devil's hollered checkmate on some of you. He's telling some of you, you ain't got no more moves. But I'm telling you, the door is open. Grace is here. You got one more move. Let your move be. I will arise. I will go. I promise you, if you'll move, he'll move. He'll come to you. The shepherd went looking. The woman went looking. The father was waiting. Why? Because he knew that boy wouldn't come home till he got ready to come home. The reason some of you won't because you'll never get to the place I will. If you're not saved tonight, it's because you won't be saved. If you're in a backslid condition tonight, boy, our world, our churchy way we are, we love to say, ain't nothing sorrier than a dope head. Ain't nothing sorrier than a drunk. Ain't nothing sorrier than an adulterer and a harlot. I promise you tonight, honey, whatever that sin is, you ain't going to have no T-shirt say what your sin was. You're going to have a T-shirt that says, I wouldn't when it came to Jesus. And oh, he sent out the rescue team tonight. He's pleading with you right now. He's pleading with you. Come home. You've been blaming everybody else for your life. You've been blaming everybody else for your sin. You're blaming everybody else for not getting saved. You're blaming everybody else for not getting right. You better hear this preacher. It's your fault that you're lost. Like the sheep, you're dumb and distracted. Like the coin, you're dirty. Like the son, you're in distress. You'll stay lost if you don't say, I will. But if you say, I will, he will. Let's stand all over this building. Brother Steve, all I got to do is say, I will. Jesus is the answer for weak lives. Jesus is the answer for wounded lives. But oh, Jesus is the answer for wasted lives. And all he's waiting on tonight, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I believe souls hanging in the balance. Well, I believe Christians, it's got an inch of discernment about them in a service like this. They'd realize there's somebody here tonight that's lost somewhere and they need to come home. Boy, you ought to be on your face now calling out to God. I thank God when I didn't have sense enough to pray for myself, there was a church that was alive in the world that I lived in. It wasn't afraid of an old-fashioned altar. They wasn't afraid to stake their place.
Well, that wraps up this week's Truth Infusion with Pastor David Markham. If you missed out on any part of this week's message, or if you know of someone that would benefit from today's word of truth, simply visit us at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. On our radio ministry page, you're free to stream the program of your choice to your computer or mobile device. While you're on the website, you can find out more about Truth Infusion Ministries, get information about upcoming events that may be taking place in your area, or sign up for our free internet newsletter. Truth Infusion is a listener-supported radio program and is furnished by Truth Infusion Ministries. To send us any questions or comments, or if you'd like to make a donation by mail, write to Truth Infusion Ministries, P.O. Box 637, Redwater, Texas 75573. Or email us at truthinfusion@gmail.com. I'm Corey Callicott. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to tune in next week for more solid biblical insight. And until then, keep seeking the truth.